Hi, Dale. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I was told that on an earlier broadcast, you had addressed the use of lithium to prevent the formation or to eliminate the existence of gout crystals, the uramic crystals.
You got it right the first time, sir.
I missed that broadcast.
Yeah, you got it right. It's prevent the formation. It doesn't eliminate them once they happen. It prevents formation. And I actually happen to have a copy of the 1800 and something, I think it was 1870 something publication, in which the doctor told us how he figured that one out. But lithium does prevent uric acid from crystallizing, which is, of course, the type of crystalline gout. Now, the other thing, though, that maybe they didn't report to you is that we put the lithium together in a little tiny program with vitamin C. And why vitamin C? Because there's another publication of which I have a copy. And just for the record, folks, between myself and Dr. Gaby, by the 1990s, we had accumulated some 55,000 research articles. We photocopied them all, put them on file. And since we both learned to use computers at that time, we now are up to over 100,000 research articles, and we have actually read the abstract, which means the summary of each one of them. And if they looked interesting, we read the whole thing. Well, back to you, though, sir. And that is, this research publication says, oh, my gosh, don't use vitamin C if you got the gout. And I thought, why not? And what they were able to show is that vitamin C helps to lower the uric acid. So why shouldn't we use it? Oh, because all that uric acid goes out into the urine, and that might give you uric acid kidney stone. About that point, I broke out in a big laugh because patent medicine companies were selling a patent medicine called probenecid for gout, and all the doctors were prescribing it, and it did exactly the same thing. It lowered the uric acid level by about 2 points, and 2 points in decrease in uric acid, as you know, is significant by kicking it out through the urine. And nobody ever got a kidney stone from taking probenecid. So I thought, well, probably vitamin C is at least as safe as probenecid. So I usually recommend, in general, and I don't know about you particularly, you'd have to check with a doctor who knows your circumstances, but I usually recommend a couple grams of vitamin C in the morning, a couple grams of vitamin C at night. This stuff runs through the body rapidly, as you know. And lithium, which is now available in natural food stores in 5 milligram, 10 milligram, and 20 milligram, and if it were me with the gout, I'd be going with the upper numbers just to make sure I had enough in me to prevent crystallization. And since I've been doing that, sir, and that has been since, good grief, we're back to the 1980s again, nobody's come back to report any more gout attacks after they started that.
Huh. Okay, so at least a minimum of 5 grams of the lithium orotate daily and 2 grams of vitamin C, AM and PM.
That's right, sir, and you're kicking out the vitamin C through the urine, and with that amount for a man, it lowers it by about 2 points, and then what's left can't crystallize as good, and that's just what you want.
That sounds good to me. I really appreciate the information. Great show. You do a good job, and I really appreciate the help.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling.